Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:40, former President Trump back in a Manhattan courthouse now. He calls it the ice box in comments just before the testimony began this hour. Former president charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Fox's Eric Shawn continues our team coverage outside the New York State Supreme Court.
Back on the stand will be Gary Farrow. He is Michael Cohen's banker. He set up the shell company that Cohen used to pay off Stormy Daniels. Farrow's testimony is designed to start laying out for the jury the financial document trail the DA's office says that backs the 34 charges of Trump filing false business records, all to try and hide his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. This comes as the former president's continued public criticism of these proceedings, including of Michael Cohen, could lead him to be found in contempt of court later this week. On Thursday, a second hearing with Judge Juan Merchan's gag order is set. Prosecutors want Mr. Trump held accountable for slamming witnesses in the trial 14 times.
And just coming into the news center, the former president fined evidently upwards of $15,000 for those violations. We'll continue to unpack more on that developing storyline. On the campaign trail, former President Trump and President Biden are both scheduled to return there this week in an increasingly acrimonious race. Live team coverage takes us to our Washington newsroom, WOKV's Kirsten Garris. What's up today?
Yes, well, President Biden will head to a campaign event later on this afternoon in Wilmington, Delaware. This event is closed to the press, but we are seeing the president get back on the trail. He has a couple more trips planned for the end of this week and then even early next week as well. Meantime, former President Trump is obviously in court today, but he has rallies planned in Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. That, as many people know, is the day off from the hush money trial in New York. He also has another event scheduled for Saturday in New Jersey. Now, this comes as, you know, latest polling from CNN found that Trump continues to lead Biden nationally with 49% compared to Biden's 43%. So we'll continue to see how the campaign message, evolves over the next few weeks here.
And actually unpacking a little bit more on the breaking story, Kirsten, a judge in the hush money case has fined former President Trump $9,000, finding him in violation of contempt of court, rather, for violating the gag order in that case. So the former president will have to pay the $9,000. Do the numbers in the poll you just referenced reflect polls taken right after or during Trump's presidency?
No. So the results one of those recent polls really reflects changing perceptions of Trump's presidency since he left office. In a CNN poll in January 2021, the numbers were really the opposite. About 55% of Americans viewed his term as a failure. There are indications that many voters, that their memories of Trump administration have faded or shifted since then. Now, the poll, which shows no improvement for Biden in a head-to-head matchup with Trump since CNN's previous survey back in January. That stands in contrast with the overall trend over the last couple of months. Now, since Biden delivered his State of the Union address in March, a series of polls, including one by the New York Times, released mid-April, show that he is narrowing in on Donald Trump's advantage. So we'll see what happens, but obviously we are, in addition to seeing what's happening in court, obviously the war in Gaza is very much pushing, putting voters in conflict when it comes to President Biden. They want to see him do more of that. We've seen those protests pop up at colleges across the country, and obviously we're seeing students being arrested and disciplinary action happening. So we'll see how the president talks about those issues moving forward. And again, we'll see how the former president mentions these different trials, the hush money case in Manhattan, but also other trials that could start later on this year and all before that big November election.
All right, WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024.